What does our death mean? This is such an important question, and it's so important that we find a correct answer to this question, because it has huge implications as to how we live our life. In the book Modern Buddhism, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche explains, our death is the permanent separation of our body and mind. At death, our mind separates from our body permanently. Our body remains at the place of this life, but our mind goes to various places of our future lives, like a bird leaving one nest and flying to another. So to understand this explanation, we need to understand that our mind is completely different from our body, because many people think that the mind is the brain or some other part or function of the body. But this is incorrect. And because they think this, they also think that when the body disintegrates at death, the continuum of the mind ceases and the mind becomes non-existent, like a candle flame going out when all the wax has burned. So we need to understand that the body and mind are completely different. So in the book, Mirror of Dharma with Additions, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche explains, the mind is something whose nature is empty like space, always lacking form, shape, and color, and whose function is to perceive or understand objects. Through understanding the nature and function of the mind correctly, we can understand that our mind is completely different from our body. And this proves that after our death, although our body will cease, our mind will not. So I'd just like to repeat that sentence because it's important. Through understanding the nature and function of the mind correctly, we can understand that our mind is completely different from our body, and this proves that after our death, although our body will cease, our mind will not. The mind leaves the body and goes to the next life, like a bird, leaving one nest and moving to another. Or, for example, during sleep when we are dreaming, our body remains on our bed, while our mind goes out to the dream world and sees and experiences so many dream objects. This shows that when we die, our body will remain in this world, but our mind will go to its next life, and like a dream, see and experience so many different things of its next life. Through understanding this, we will have no doubts about the existence of future lives. So when my father was nearing the end of his life and had a heavy sickness, Venerable Geshe-la gave me special advice to give to him, because my father believed that the mind and body were the same entity, and therefore when your body ceases, so does your mind. So to help him, Geshe-la gave me these few short words which I wanted to share with you because they have a lot of power. Venerable Geshe-la encouraged me to say to him, you are not your body, you know. I gave him this message twice, and the second time he looked at me and said, I know that, And I thought, how extraordinary and powerful this advice is. You are not your body, you know. Because my father's view had changed from incorrect view to correct view, understanding that our mind is completely different from our body, and that after our death, although our body will cease, our mind will not. So now we understand, when we think to ourselves, what does our death mean? Our death is the permanent separation of our body and mind. At death, our mind separates from our body permanently and goes to the places of our future lives. Understanding this has huge implications for how we live our life. And through following Buddhist teachings, we can prepare for our death, and we can live meaningfully and die joyfully with no regrets.